Hold it! What is this? You, Shorty, come here. Yeah, you! Shape up, do you hear me? I leave you alone for 2 minutes, and you're having a tea party! Can't you understand she's a people? She's the enemy, and we're rats! 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 You got that. Now come here, I'll tell you how to be a rat. If you can't frighten a lady right from underneath her hat, then you're not rat enough to be a rat. If you can't swallow a ton of cheese and almost nothing flat, then you're not rat enough to be a rat. Unless you're that kind of rat, you have no reputation, and a rat minus that has no name. Unless your style is so vile, you can cause a sensation. How can you make that Rat Hall of Fame? You can't get into the club unless you spit in the eyes of a cat. That kind of ratty rat, they chase with brick and bat, and beat until you're flat. Unless you're all of that, you're not a hairy, scary, low-down rat. Now, you men gather around me. Pay attention.
R is for your rotten disposition. O is for the odors that you spread. G is for the dirt, your happiest condition. And E is for your evil eyes of red. N is for the nausea you keep causing. T is for the trap. We won't go into that. Put them all together. They mean rodent. Just another fancy name for rat. That's it, guys. Get into it. I knew you could do it. You just needed a little pep talk. Come on, get it on. That's the way. You've got to aim to be really low, because that is where it is at. You just can't be a mouse and terrify a house. I have to warn you that to ruin a habitat, it takes a grimy, slimy, miserable rat.
Who has seen the biggest rat? People wanna know. I saw him in the basement a long time ago. Jimmy said he saw a rat bigger than his head. It fell down from the ceiling, it ran across the bed. There's filming at Barzini's, they've got nothing to eat. Like the gangs in the side story, they're fighting in the street. Part of COVID landscape, ambulances peel. Underneath it all, hear the rodent population squeal. Rats are on the warpath, rats are on the way. Come and see them running through the apocalypse man-made. Welcome to this urban life, welcome to my city. Survival of the fittest is never.
guess I'd better get some cats in my room so they can handle all those rats in my room. Cheese, oh, I'd love to taste some cheese. I could accomplish that with ease, except my cupboard's always empty and bare because those dirty little rats have been there. I need those rats in my room. I can't face them, all those rats in my room. I'm afraid that I'll go bats in my room because of all those nasty rats in my room.
Hey, old gal, stop your kicking that cat around. I'm gonna set my trap for you. The rat's been on my cheese. One of these nights I'm going to catch him right on my cake of cheese. I'm gonna spring my trap sufficient, gonna make the poor boy sneeze. Hey, old gal, stop your kicking that cat around. I'm gonna set my trap for you. The rat's been on my cheese. To hurt you, just want a piece of cheese. Hey, old gal, stop your kicking that cat around. I'm gonna set my trap for you. The rat's been on my cheese. The rats are getting so bad here now since my house cat's gone. They've eaten all of my cheese and got the bag all under his arm. Hey, old gal, stop your kicking that cat around. I'm gonna set my trap for you. The rat's been on my cheese.
I'm a little cavy from the Andes I hail. Not from Guinea, not a pig, but let me tell my tale. Domesticated long ago, over 3,000 years, the people of the Andes held me oh so dear. I munch on hay and grasses, veggies on my plate. A herbivore through and through, I think it's pretty great. My teeth, they never stop, they're always growing long. But I chew on hay all day, it keeps me nice and strong. Oh, I'm a guinea pig, hear me, we can sing.
no tail to wag, but I've got plenty of zing. I'll purr and chirp, I'm always full of sound. A happy little critter when my friends are all around. We guinea pigs are social, we love to live in pairs. We're happiest together, we need someone who cares. If you leave me all alone, I might feel sad and blue. So find me a companion, and I'll squeak just for you. My lifespan's not that long, from 4 to 8 I live. But treat me well and feed me right, and lots of love I'll give. I can live to 10, you know, in perfect conditions. With hay and love I'll thrive, that's my only mission. Oh, I'm a guinea pig, hear me, we can sing. No tail to wag, but I've got plenty of zing. I'll purr and chirp, I'm always full of sound. A happy little critter when my friends are all around. My babies, when they're born, they've got fur and open eyes. Precocious little pups, you'll be amazed at their surprise. In just a few short weeks, they're scampering around, playing with the others, making little joyful sounds. But don't forget my diet, I need my vitamin C. I can't make it on my own, so please give it to me. Without it I get sick, but with it I'm alright. Keep me healthy, keep me happy, I'll snuggle every night. Oh, I'm a guinea pig, hear me, we can sing. No tail to wag, but I've got plenty of zing. I'll purr and chirp, I'm always full of sound. A happy little critter when my friends are all around. My memory's pretty sharp, I know just where to go. I remember my favorite spots and recognize you, you know. I've got sensitive ears, I hear things far and near. So when you open veggies, I'll come running with cheer. I'm diurnal by nature, I'm up most of the day. But I take little naps, it's just the guinea pig way. Nocturnal, not really, but I'll be awake with you. When you call my name, I'll answer with a happy week or two. Oh, I'm a guinea pig, hear me, we can sing. No tail to wag, but I've got plenty of zing. I'll purr and chirp, I'm always full of sound. A happy little critter when my friends are all around. So now you know my story, from teeth to vitamin C. I'm a little cavey full of joy and energy. Keep me fed, keep me loved, and I'll be your best friend. Together we'll have fun from beginning to the end. Oh, I'm a guinea pig, waking day and night. Living in the moment, everything's alright.
Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
I'm not a bat or a rat or a cat. I'm not a gnu or a kangaroo. I'm not a goose or a moose on the loose.
I am a mole and I live in a hole.
I'm not a cow or a chow or a sow.
I am a mole and I live in a hole. I am in a hole. I am a mole and I live in a hole.
No, they don't bite. And, well, then, as you know, chinchillas are mutated chinchillas like these, blue mutants, we call them.
Is that because of their peculiar coloration, Brad, that makes them so rare?
No, they were first crossbred or introduced, as we say, by Alistair Blue, a mutations expert who's been into the raising of these little sweethearts. Oh, careful there.
Is he getting away?
That's all right. We got a lot more of them, and they do that, and that's part of the fun of raising them. And they're very clean animals.
I wanted to ask about that.
They're very clean. And if they do mess, as we refer to it, they'll do it in their little cages, and it doesn't make any difference. And they dig a little hole for it also.
Is that what this one's doing here? Can we get a close-up of that?
No. No, this one's just trying to get away. That's his mate over there. That's the one they're trying to catch.
Well, look at that. They just caught it. That's... Our floor manager just told me they stepped on it.
That's a female. That's a squirrel, as we say. Those bright colors around the snout. Nose rings, we call them. They differentiate between them. And, of course, you just cover them up with this Nair guard, and they won't breed.
They can't breathe?
No, they can't breed.
There's one crawling up my leg.
But seriously, Brad, Ken, we want them to breed as much as possible, and this guard is only used, of course, when you're away on vacation, you know, and it becomes inconvenient for them to...
Brad, now, how did we... Let's go over to that demonstration.
Oh, sure. Well, I'm going to show you how absolutely trouble-free these little animals are.
Back here.
If you have kids like I know I have, you'll want to watch this very carefully now.
We got a big close-up right there of the little...
If you just stay still here.
Yep.
Now, I'm going to put out this lighted cigarette on this chinchilla now. There. Now, you can see I'm just letting it burn there. It doesn't harm the coat at all.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Well, how's it's still smoking there.
Yes.
Well, how is this possible, Ken?
Well, Brad, this chinchilla is entirely synthetic.
That's fantastic.
And with these little fellas raised in your spare time in the playhouse or the garage or the slaves' quarters, you'll be making hay while the sun shines and at midnight, too, with Mutant Blue.
Thank you. Thank you, Brad. And you two little... What's his name?
Doesn't have a name. They're all his name.
Oh, well, thank you. Just a moment. We'll tell you the numbers to call.
Hamster by candlelight. Do it in a casserole, is doing it right when they're in season. They're pretty pleasing. Hamster sandwich, hamster and cheese. Hamster sandwiches with mayonnaise are delicious. So nutritious. You can dice, you can slice and fillet them. Cut off their heads and saute them. And into the oven you shove. Smells like hamster love. Australian hamster tails, any good chef knows how to make them. Or just shake and bake them. For breakfast, for lunch, or while dining. As a snack, munch the deep fried fur lining. Into your mouth with a shove. Tastes like hamster. Love. for lunch or while dining. As a snack, munch their deep-fried fur lining. Into your mouth with a shove, tastes like hamster love. La 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 la.
Hi, kids. Can I take your order?
I'll have a big ham with cheese. Give me an extra large order of deep fried sirloin. I'll have a flip hamster tail sandwich and a Coke.
This is a song that I wrote about a genie, just because I wanted to. I met a genie, came right up to me. I don't know why, but I took the opportunity. He said, give me three wishes. I said, I don't need three, I need one thing. I need my hamster to sing. He said, what? I said, you heard me. And then he looked at me a little bit absurdly, like, if you insist, then with the flick of his wrist, I heard a little noise go like this. What am I gonna do? This is why I bought her. I wanna watch her. She's like a daughter. So, Mr. Genie, give me one more wish. Can you give my jelly bean a little confidence? He said, what? I said, that's not a weird wish. He said, sorry, it's a bad habit. But yes, I can do it. Beep-a-dee-boo. Look, she's gonna prove it.
I just looked in the mirror with my jelly bean self. I'm perfect, Mimi. The epitome of health. But I don't wanna run alone. Can we make the third wish a treadmill next to my home?
He said, what? Oh, sorry. Treadmill coming, it's a workout party. So that's the story of how I met a genie, made a wish, and look at us now. Got a running club going with my little jelly bean, and now every day she sings to me. The end.
Oh, real damn, but there's a tune in front. My man, just walk home before the day is done. Now you're out there, keep me putting by you. We're so much fun playing all day through. What the hell, who do you think I am? I'm a heavy metal handsome man. I'm not your friend, I'm not you. I'm a musical man, yeah, let me loose.
H.M.S.
With a heavy metal monster.
Sweet H.M.S.
We'll wreck your face and it will you know.
Salad hamsters!
For him! Give me that salad hamsters!
For him!
mi chiamo Peppino Sudishill.
And what a moving yarn. Peppino, oh, you little mouse, so won't you go away? Find yourself another house to run around and play. You scare my girl, you eat my cheese, you even drink my wine. I've tried so hard to catch you, but you trick me all the time. Ci stanno usura, gilla, basciusella, redumur. Ogni sera che esce quando a casa è scura. Indumienze da cucina, balla sullo su. Ma pare un malandrino, pura gatta c'ha paura. Peppino usura, gilla, ma fatta scomparì. Mannaggia usura, gilla, a casa è nata io. Stasera da cucina, dopo che vina già la sa. E quando sempre aga Peppina Giancappà.
Ma tu chi sei? Siciliano?
No, I'm a calabrese, you nut. The other night I called my girl, I asked her, could we meet? I said, let's go to my house, we could have a bite to eat. And as we walked in through the door, she screamed at what she saw. There was little Peppina doing a cha-cha on the floor. Peppino usura gilla, ma fatta scomparì. Mannaggia usura gilla, a casa n'addai. Stasera da cucina, dopo che vina già la sa. E quando si embriaga, Peppina giangappà.
Ma proprio per mio, anche per
mio. If I ever catch you, I'm gonna throw you right in a bagnarò. Ella non ci piace formaggio americano. Ella va trovando un po' che far mangiare. Se fatta giatta giatta, gusta vita buona. E quando che la cammina, pare proprio in un galandone. Peppino usura gilla, ma fatta scomparì. Mannaggia usura gilla, a casa è nata lì. Stasera da cucina, dopo che vina già la sa. E quando si embriaca, Peppina già andappà.
Luigi, for you.
Ah, you're a nice man.
I'm putting your hand in the box.
Oh, mannaggia, usura gilla, ma scasciata a mano, a mousetrap.
Hey,
malandrine.
People ask me where I find the ideas for my songs, and I always say, if I knew, I'd go there every day. The San Francisco Chronicle is not too bad. I've gotten a couple of songs from that place. Okay. About a year ago, I guess it was, there was this little bitty item, but it was on the front page in heavy type, and it was about a situation that seemed to strike someone's fancy because they featured it. I thought it was worth a little song, so I wrote a little song about it. A little mouse got into the wire at the Central Clearinghouse in Buenos Aires. One little mouse short-circuited the computers, says a press dispatch from Reuters. Hooray for the little mouse that f***ed up the clearinghouse and sent the stock exchange in a spit. So much for the electronic brains that run the world of banks and airplanes. And if one little mouse can set them all awry, why not you and I? Then there was another item in the papers about a bank's computers that messed up the accounts, so the farmer's checks all bounced. And his business fell apart, and it nearly broke his heart. So he took the bank to court, and they gave him an award of $150,000. The bank appealed. And on due consideration, the higher court doubled the compensation. There is justice sometimes. So if a computer does it to you, you can sue or chew the wires through. A little mouse got into the wires at the Central Clearinghouse in Buenos Aires. One little mouse short-circuited short-circuited the computers, says a press dispatch from Reuters. Hooray for the little meows that f***ed up the clearinghouse and sent the stock exchange in a spin and made the bankers cry. So much for the electronic brains that run the world of banks and airplanes. And if one little mouse can set them all awry, why not you and I?
Before.
You can't believe it, sister.
Here he comes to save the day.
Look up in the sky.
Thank goodness Mighty Mouse is on his way.
So fast you can hardly see him coming.
So bad for trumpet players play.
Louis,
oh, Mighty Mouse is here today.
Bands. The rhythm's gonna win. The boogie on
Mighty, mighty mouse he is, too. Huh? Good evening, my friends. Welcome once again to another episode of The Bit Slap. Me, your host, KBC, and tonight we have a new topic. Boy, it's been a long time. But tonight we're dealing with rodentia, rodents, because they're just so cute and cuddly most of the time, except when they're rats. We started out with a thing called Heidi's Song, The Ode to a Rat. That was with Sammy Davis Jr. up there on the vocals. That was a Hanna-Barbera cartoon. Never saw it, but it had promise, I thought. I don't know. Anyway, Suzanne Vega and Rats. We had Tough Darts and Rats. Leona Anderson recorded in the Lincoln Tunnel. Rats in My Room. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What do we got also? Walter Vinson from about probably the 30s. That was called Rats Been on My Cheese. Okay, I'll pass then, thank you. We heard the Guinea Pig Song from Queen Music. I don't know who these people are. The Southlanders, Mole in a Hole from 1958. Now, I understand mole is not technically a rodent, but it's just cute and cuddly anyway, all right? And why not, huh? Yeah. We need inclusion in this show, that's what I say. Fireside Theater, Chinchilla Show, Big Daddy. That was Hamster Love, Big Daddy. Yes, the same Big Daddy that we all heard back in the 50s. The song about a genie and a hamster. That was Sarah Maddack, Maddack, M-A-D-D-A-C-K. In all fairness, she has a sequel to that song, and unfortunately, I think it sucks. All right? Sorry, Sarah. Let's see. We're the Heavy Metal Hamsters by guess who? It was the Heavy Metal Hamsters. I didn't know they were still together, but there you go. Peppino, the Italian Mouse from Lou Monti. And let's see, Melvina Reynolds off her album Little Boxes, and that was The Little Mouse, followed by The Big Mouse, Mighty Mouse Boogie from the Bakshi cartoon days. Okay, we're caught up now. But there's one we haven't gotten to yet. We have a whole set coming up of squirrel songs, okay? Because they're apparently as abundant as squirrels themselves, all right? So anyway, let's get on with that, but let's get this one out of the way first.
Squirrels. All we really are is squirrels. We're being hunted, we are squirrels. We are appealing, we are squirrels. We want to gather nuts, but people splatter our guts. When they're on a country drive, it isn't easy to survive. Back in the other day, I saw a squirrel get blown away. They served him on a dinner tray. They baked him into a souffle. Squirrel season opens up today. If you're a squirrel, run away. I don't know what else I should say. Please call the ASPCA. Fur coats from us are made. Fur is nice, but I like suede. Scrape our fur off with a blade, and never bother with first aid. We squirrels really like to play, and we like to catch some rays. Please don't kill us, this we pray. We're cute and harmless anyway.
Squirrels.
Squirrels, we're not delicious.
Squirrels,
we are not raccoons.
Squirrels
don't live in palm trees.
Squirrels,
or in your bathroom.
Squirrels,
that's all we really are is
squirrels.
Isn't it fine? I am a
squirrel.
Please help and save us, we are
squirrels.
I wanna whip out my
squirrel.
Squirrels, squirrels run around doing God knows what. Squirrels, you ain't ever gonna find all them nuts. Froze up in the middle of the road, can't ever decide which way to go. Squirrels wrestling one another around. Squirrels running on a log on the ground. Ratty little squirrel barking at me, telling me about his whole family. Gotta hear him out, let the guy finish. It's a big squirrel world, we're just living in it. Squirrels, bushy-tailed. Squirrels, it's a wonder none of y'all ain't fell. And they get tuckered out when the sun is gone, they'll be raising cane at the crack of dawn. I can't get no rest, not for a minute. It's a big squirrel world, we're just living in it. Squirrels,
romp and play. They'd run around through the meadows, so happy and so gay. But when the summer was over, they both began to brood. For though the winter was coming, they hadn't any food. And so the papa squirrel went away one day. When he came back that evening, here's what he had to say. Said the mama squirrel to the papa squirrel, "Nuts, nuts to you. It looks like a cold, cold winter, so I brought you a few." Said the mama squirrel to the papa squirrel, "Nuts, nuts for me. We're not gonna starve this winter. How happy we will be. We've got walnuts, chestnuts, all the best nuts, every kind but donuts. Brazil nuts, peanuts, we will see nuts till we really go nuts." Now the papa squirrel and the mama squirrel, Bill and Chew, and she knows that it really loves her since he said nuts to you. got walnuts, chestnuts, all the best nuts, every kind but donuts. Brazil nuts, peanuts, we will see nuts till we really go nuts. Now the papa squirrel and the mama squirrel, Bill and Chew, and she knows that he really loves her since he said nuts to you. Walnuts, chestnuts, donuts, peanuts. Nuts, nuts to you.
There's a squirrel in the garden. Mama, he's over 6 feet tall. He says, please allow me to introduce myself. My name is Earl the Squirrel.
Us with your flip cam,
shaking our little tails,
eating crackers from your hand.
We know we're irresistible, seemingly even kissable, extremely home videoable, and effortlessly uploadable. But what makes you think that gives you the right?
to make us internet memes. Overnight, we didn't sign a release. You didn't get our consent to put our private lives on the public internet. We didn't sign a release. Seem surprised to find we're upset. You wonder how in the world can squirrels talk, much less have the internet. Well, you have email,
we have tree mail,
you have smartphone,
we have pine cones,
you have social networks,
we have elaborate squeaks and chirps. Just said, you have no right to publish or distribute audio or video recordings of us, including but not limited to our names, recorded mating calls, photographs, or likenesses, nest location, tail length, or any material based upon or derived therefrom. Oh yes, in any forest, in perpetuity.
If you don't cease and desist, the suit will be filed, especially if we end up in the next squirrel gone wild. We didn't sign a release. You didn't get our consent to put our private lives on the public internet. We didn't sign a release. You violated our trust. We don't want the world to see the secret place where we hide our nerves.
From Jeff, the squirrel apocalypse happening in New Hampshire. I seriously have no clue as to what you're talking about. There's an apocalypse of squirrels. You have too many squirrels. Too many acorns? They're swimming here? What are you talking about? Okay, you can't get them, you can't capture them and get them to Vermont? What do you mean? You can't divert them over a state line? You fuckers have nothing to do. You got a whole fucking weekend. Can't you fucking say, hey, it's squirrel fuck day and get... Well, yes, you can. Are you kidding? There are that many squirrels here. What, did you lose control? Who's... How is it possible? There's no state with that many fucking squirrels. What's the attraction? You're going to tell me there's that many acorns around here? You're all out of your fucking minds. Unbelievable. I thought I was going to play. Well, let the folks in Keene, New Hampshire know I'm showing up tomorrow. I hate those fucking squirrels. Most of them are rabid little fucks, okay? They are. They have rabies. So you goddamn it, get control of these fuckers. Unbelievable. And the two of you maybe should get a grip. Wow. But your reaction to that, can't you fuckers, what? Can't you have a vote or something? Don't you have a National Guard? Say, come on. What we're going to do is go get the fucking squirrels. Taser them. Stop making noises and fucking work with me. Doesn't help. Get in touch with Trump. He'll love this. Bring him up. Bring him up for the fucking squirrel apocalypse. Maybe one of them will bite him or something.
Wow.
Ooh. You've exhausted me. And now I'm scared shitless. I can't even go outside now. I've been here. I wandered around my fucking... There's no squirrels. I was in the woods. There were no fucking squirrels. None! Okay? None! We walked here from the bus. No fucking squirrels anywhere. I think you people are fucking... You're fucking out of your minds drunk. That's what happens. That's what you... When you drink and then you don't get your alcohol, you go, holy fuck, squirrels. Did you ever watch that movie, Lost Weekend? Shit happens.
New Hampshire's kind of it's a beautiful state that's inundated, it turns out, which we've discovered last night. John has talked about it in his act this evening. It's inundated with squirrels. And I don't know why, and they tried to explain, and none of it makes sense. And I thought they were full of shit until we were driving today, and it was literally like, it was like it was Squirrel Gettysburg on the highway. Thousands of little squirrels in blue and gray uniforms lying there. Horrifying, just fucking hard. And I hate squirrels. I hate them. But even I was kind of saddened by the billions and billions of squirrels that have died to keep New Hampshire free.
This world you provoked, the squirrels have spoke, but no human did listen, so it's a wrath they evoked. Jerks. They're eating the meat. They sharpen their teeth on the bones of the bulbs you were warned you were told. Down, what will you do? The chittering chatter, the ocean must flatter.
and Harold Mumford were outdoors men, set in our backwoods ways. Both members of the hunting club, both active in the NRA.
National Redneck Association.
We scouted a location where we had no doubt we'd kill the biggest buck in the world.
That's about 34 pointer.
Harold waited in his tree stand, but all he seen was a squirrel. Dang near 2 weeks since the season started, and neither one of us was amused. We had on real tree camo, high-powered ammo, but no big game to shoot. Then we finally saw a deer as big as a horse. Harold had him in his crosshairs.
Shoot him!
But that squirrel jumped off a branch above us and landed in Harold's hair. Harold fell off the stand on his head. He landed like a wimp. He laid there and cried. Till I climbed on down, picked him up off the ground, and it didn't take us long to decide that squirrel had to die. Goodbye, squirrel.
With black-eyed peas.
You're gonna taste good to me, squirrel. Surplus store, bought a keg of dynamite, 2 baseball bats, and a case of M80s. We were in for one heck of a fight.
We'll show you.
When you're hunting with Dumb and Dumber, something surely bound to go wrong.
Now be careful.
And when Harold lit that real short fuse, I knew it wouldn't be long. When the dynamite blew, Harold's foot did too, and fingers began to fly. We were barely alive when the game warden arrived, and much to our surprise, that squirrel didn't die.
Gosh!
Goodbye, squirrel.
Just one more shot.
You'll be in my crock pot, squirrel. Overgrown chipmunk squirrel,
I'll skin you high
and make that hat when it's dry, squirrel.
Jet plane, girl. My gosh, Ronnie Millsap can shoot better than you. Give me that gun. Look out! Look out, no!
I think I killed something.
Kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi, visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees free as a song. One day I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh. When that squirrel got loose, went totally berserk. But what happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, some thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, "I surrender all," the squirrel ran up Harv Newland's coveralls, and Harv leaped to his feet and said, "Something's got a hold on me, yeah!" The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church, in a sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, "Hallelujah!"
pit to out dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. And Hard thought he had a weed eater loose and he screwed the moon. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and that squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the amen pew where sat Sister Bertha, better than you, who'd been watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. Should have seen that look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garters and crossed her thighs. She jumped to her feet and said, "Lord, have mercy on me." As that squirrel made laps inside her dress, she began to cry and then to confess her sins and make a sailor blush with shame. She told of gossip and church dissension, but the thing that got the most attention's when she talked about her love life. And then she started naming names the day the squirrel went berserk in the first self-righteous church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. 7 deacons and the pastor got saved, and $25,000 was raised, and 50 volunteered for missions in the Congo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications, and we all got rebaptized whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass. Oh, the miracles God has wrought in this old world. The one I'll remember till my dying day is how he put that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel. The day the squirrel went berserk in the first self-righteous church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. The day the squirrel went berserk in the first self-righteous church in a stupid little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah.
Take my home, beat my space, make this grown man moan till I gotta give chase. I got the red squirrel blues, the red squirrel blues. Go nuts again, it's either me or them. It's the red squirrel blues. Too hard to ignore. Mouse shooting holes in the ceiling. I can't shake this.
squirrel. I got the red squirrel blues. The red squirrel blues. I'm going nuts again. It's either me or the red squirrel blues. I got the red squirrel blues. They were red squirrel blues. It's either nuts again. It's either me or the red squirrel blues. I'm going nuts again.
They done it before, no warrant in hand. But that didn't matter, they took what was pure and left hearts in tatters. Peanut was gentle, a creature so small, saved from the roadside, loved by us all. But the law doesn't care about love or a name, just rules and red tape in a cruel little game. Oh, Peanut, we'll carry you here in our hearts. A light in the dark, torn apart. Taken too soon by the ones in control. But they can't steal the love that you left in our souls. Mark gave him a life, gave him a home. Turned hardship to hope, though he stood all alone. And Peanut gave back with a soft little paw. He showed us the beauty that's bigger than law. Now Mark's left in sorrow, heart bruised and torn. For a life that was loved and then swiftly scorned. What good is a law if it leaves us less kind? If it's blind to the love it should protect and enshrine. Oh, Peanut, we'll carry you here in our hearts. A light in the dark, torn apart. Taken too soon by the ones in control. But they can't steal the love that you left in our souls. They called it their duty, they called it the rule. But who stands for love when the law acts the fool? To Mark, may peace find you in memories sweet. In each little laugh, in every heartbeat. Though the hands of the heartless stole him away, we'll cherish our Peanut and hope for that day. When the river of freedom enlarges its course, we'll reject evil laws and the thugs who enforce. Oh, Peanut, we'll carry you here in our hearts. A light in the dark, torn apart. So here's to the wild, the small and the free. To all that's untouched by authority. May Peanut's spirit stay gentle and true, for he lives on in me and in you. And in you. And in you.
Now, I think people that could trample on the rights of a little squirrel would do the same for you. Am I wrong? Changed my mind. Go ahead. Started up top of a squirrel set. 40 minutes of squirrel songs, right? The Beastly Boys, that was Squirrels. And then we heard Squirrels from Jesse Wells. Jesse Wells, L-W-E-L-L-E-S, okay? Two Little Squirrels, Nuts to You from Louis Jordan. Kenny Young and the Eggplants, that was Earl the Squirrel. We heard Rhett and Link, and that was the Squirrel Rights song. Make sure you know what you're signing, okay? Squirrel Pants was Clay Young. We heard the rant from Lewis Grant about the squirrels in New Hampshire. Wrath of the Squirrels from AIJI and the Bots. I'm suspicious of that, but there you go. Goodbye, Squirrel, or This Squirrel Must Die from Cletus T. Judd. Mississippi Squirrel Revival was, of course, Ray Stevens. We heard the Red Squirrel Blues from Larry Seiler, and that's a very real thing. And then two, based on a true story, Justice for Peanut the Squirrel, and the song for Peanut the Squirrel. They dragged him out of his house one day, domesticated and all, somewhere in New York, probably last fall, I think. I don't know exactly when, tried to find out. But anyway, squirrels, man, they're great. I love them. And I also like groundhogs. Got a couple of groundhog songs coming up because you know what tomorrow is, right? Or today by now, anyway. Let's see. Yeah, groundhog songs. We'll hear from Spirit. We'll hear from Rolf Harris. And we'll hear from the late Gordon Lightfoot. Any questions? All right. Well, I have news for you. We'll be back next week with our every now and then cat show. We'll have it's probably about the 9th or the 10th cat show. I don't know, but... we'll be back with that next week, following the rodents, chasing the rodents, all right? So, any other questions? All right, then. I will be on my way, and I will see you then. Bye-bye. Wee, wee.
Groundhog coming on ground. Groundhog Day. Yeah, groundhog coming, bring the day of summer along. Oh, oh, yeah. Tell me, Mr. Groundhog, what do you say? Yeah, telling us good folks, oh man, the winter's gone.
Something to do.
I'm hungry.
Let's find somewhere to go.
Well, we haven't been out on the groundhog hunt for weeks.
Let's go!
Wet up your knife, bring your old hound dog.
Wet up your knife, bring your old hound dog.
Cause we're going out to hunt groundhog.
With a whack-pow-doodle-eye.
Too many rocks and too many logs.
Too many rocks and too many logs.
Too many rocks to hunt groundhogs.
And Grandpa Tuttle all day.
Hey, Grandpa!
Over the hills and through the brush.
Over the hills and through the brush.
Till we struck that hog sign fresh.
With a whack-pow-doodle-eye.
Up come Barry with a 10-foot pole.
Up come Barry with a 10-foot pole.
And roused it around in the groundhog hole.
And Grandpa toddled all day.
Hi, Grandpa! I'm coming.
Up come Kate and stood right there.
Up come Kate and stood right there.
Till Barry roused out some groundhog hair.
With a whack-pow-doodle-eye.
Kate and Barry kept prizing about.
Kate and Barry kept prizing about.
Till they dug that groundhog out.
And Grandpa tunneled all day.
Hi, Grandpa. I'm coming.
And his head is hanging low.
Took him by the tail and tied him to a log.
Took him by the tail and tied him to a log.
And swore, by grab, that's a pretty fine hog.
With a wet towel doodle-eye.
Pop him in the pot on the fire right there.
Pop him in the pot on the fire right there.
There's meat to eat and hide to wear.
And Grandpa toddled all day.
Now where's Grandpa?
He's coming!
Up steps Sue with a snigger and a grin.
Up steps Sue with a snigger and a grin.
With the groundhog greased all over her chin.
With a whack-pow-doodle-eye.
Well, we guzzled away till we ate the lot.
Guzzled away till we ate the lot.
There was nothing but the smell left sitting in the pot.
With a whack-pow-doodle-eye.
What about Grandpa?
Grandpa?
I'm coming.
Gee, Grandpa, we forgot to leave you any.
That's all right, son. I brought my own dinner.
And
Grandpa Donald away.
Shoulder up your gun and whistle up your dog. Shoulder up your gun and whistle up your dog. Off to the woods for to catch a groundhog. Oh, groundhog. Well, here comes Sal with a 10-foot pole. Here comes Sal with a 10-foot pole to twist that whistle pig out of his hole. Oh, groundhog. Groundhog, groundhog. Stay inside and save your hide, oh, groundhog. Well, here comes Sal with a snicker and a grin. Here comes Sal with a snicker and a grin. The groundhog gravy all over her chin. Oh, groundhog. Now you cut up the meat and you save the hide. You cut up the meat and you save the hide. You make the best shoestring that ever was tied. Oh, groundhog. Now the meat's in the cupboard and the butter's in the churn. Meat's in the cupboard and the butter's in the churn. We're gonna have groundhog, I'll be darned. Oh, groundhog. There's a little piece of cornbread laying on the shelf. A little piece of cornbread laying on the shelf. If you want any more, you can help yourself. Oh, groundhog. So, shoulder up your gun and whistle up your dog. Shoulder up your gun and whistle up your dog. Off to the woods for to catch a groundhog. Oh, groundhog. Groundhog, groundhog, stay inside and save your hide, old groundhog.
Thank you.